Yeah, we're holding that face level with Aleph on top. Just last Gemara we had was that it happened again that by Rebbe Chiya, that he had some worms on his flax. So they came in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe told him, Yates was, take a bird and shecht it, and let the dam come out, and you'll put it into water, and the worm would smell it, and it'll go away. So the question was, how could Rebbe give him this eight? So the Kura wants to make a shechita and a knife with the dam, there's a mitzvah kisi a dam. So the shal exactly, what did Rebbe tell him? So when Rav Dimi came, Rav Dimi said over that what Rebbe meant to say was, say Torah. Rebbe meant to tell him, first make a trefer in the yif. And once the yif is a trefer, now he can make a shechita, and it's called the shechita sheneruya, therefore there would be no mitzvah kisi a dam. And on this, that Kiyosi Rav, when Ravin came, he said no. Ravin said, oh, you know what Rebbe told him? Omet say nechor. So Kitzitz HaMachloik is exactly what did Rebbe tell back to Rav Chiya. According to Rav Dimi, Rebbe told him, say Torah, first make a trefer in the yif, and then make a shechita. And according to Ravin, no, Rebbe first told him, make a nocher means first strangle the yif. In other words, do not do a shechita. And therefore, you'll be potter from Mrs. Kisi Adam. So Mor explains that what's the Machloik is telling. Samur says, Omolei l'man diyom etzei toref, that my time alayom etzei nocher, was the answer of Dimi, how come you said ibadafka etzei toref, to make a trefer first, what's wrong if you make a nechira, what's wrong with strangling him first? Samur says, v'ritayme, maybe you'll hold, no, then maybe you'll hold that Rebbe wouldn't say to strangle it, because maybe Rebbe holds, there's no shchita midiraisa by an oif minatayr, it's only midirabonin. And therefore, if you strangle it, that's also considered like a shechita, and therefore you be mechayev in kisi adam. That's why Rebbe did not give the eitzah to strangle it, but rather first to make the eitzah treifa. So Rebbe says, no, that's not true. For a time, you will learn clearly that Rebbe is the one that said, and the apostle says, Kasher tzavasicha melamed, the apostle says, Kasher tzavasicha melamed, shenestava moisha ala veshev delakono, kavar vechabroif, that's the Rebbe shechita read that there's a shechita mediraisa anayfais. So the question is then, how come Rebbe didn't answer back to make a nechira? Of course, if you strangle it, since that's not called a shechita, you'd also be potter from kisi adam. So more answers on top, and more answers again on that top, on that peivav amid aleph. It says on top that let me boy come echanami. Rav Dimi says that Rebbe meant to say not only this but even that. Let me boy say nochar echanami. If other Rebbe could have given this advice, if you want, you could stop strangle the yif and then use the dam for kisi. The law of shechita klal. I would say tov. Maybe I would have thought the same as shechita shen hu yishma shechita bli boy kisa kamash mula no could have chiba rava. That a shechita shen hu yah is loy shema shechita. Therefore, there's no mitzvah kisi adam. The Adenimah says leman di yom vel that say nocher. The other man di yom that says no that Ravin said that Rebbe told him you strangle the yif. That's the way to do it. The question was my time a layom at say torah. How come Rebbe didn't give him the Yetzer first to make the bird into a trefer and then make a shechiter on it? So Moran says, maybe you want to tell me he didn't say that because Kesava, because maybe Rebbe holds that shechiter sheneru yishmo shechiter, so there won't be an Yetzer stamp to make the Yetzer trefer first and then make a shechiter. Because if you make a shechiter, you still have a mitzvah kisi adam. Moran says, that's not true though. We had just before the Omer Rebbe Chiba Rabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, that raw Rebbe the Vorer show Rebbe Shimon, the Kis Adam, that Rebbe that made the Mishnais in here, like Rebbe Shimon's Pshat, in the midst of Kis Adam, because the Pasuk says that Shayachol, you have to be able to teach from the Shechita, so Shechita Sheinu Ruyi is Loi Shema Shechita, is no midst of Kis Adam. Vishonah B'loshin Chachomim, and therefore Rebbe put down the Mishnah before, B'loshin Chachomim, that Shechita Sheinu Ruyi is no midst of Kis Adam. You see, Rebbe holds there's no midst of Kis Adam. Sakon Rebbe didn't tell him to first make a Trefer. Loimi boy kama. Rebbe told him not only this, but even that. Loimi boy tzetor. Not only as pshita, that there'll be such an eitzah to first make the bird a trefa, and then to make a shechita on it, because that's pshita. The shechita shenu yiloshem a shechita. That's pshita. You can't eat from it anymore. So therefore, it's not called a good shechita for mitzvah kisa. Therefore, you could use the blood. Abba, but I would have thought to say nocher. I would have thought maybe that you can't just strangle the eif. Why? As then maybe I think maybe I was thought to say ein shechita l'yif min ha-Torah, that maybe be derived that there's no mitzvah to make a shechita on a knife as long as you kill it, and therefore I would have thought maybe in chirosai zu shechitosai, if you strangle the yif, that's the same thing as shechting it mid-iraisa, and therefore maybe the liboy kisli. That's what I would have thought. Then Rebbe holds is Kamashmo, and that's the Chiddush know. But he wants to say, no, the Rebbe said, you should know, you have this Eitzah to strangle the Yoif. If you strangle the Yoif, you also put it from Mitzvah Chis Yadam. And why? Because the Dashna Pot, the Pesach says, Kasher Tzeh V'Sicho. The Dashna Pot said that there's a Mitzvah Midiraisa to make a Shechit on a knife. So therefore, if you strangle it, it's not called a Shechit, and in a Chram, it also be put from Chis Yadam. So Kitzi, either way, was good to do. Now the Mostamakash, is it true, Mi Nofel Yanivo the Kitnei? Is it true that these worms came and attacked like his flax, his clothing? I've Omar Rovin Bar Abba, the Amrilon, some say Omar Reb Abin Bar Shavo, that Mishol Bnei HaGoyla, when the Bnei HaGoyla came up, Teres Yisrael, the Bnei HaGoyla, what those are the people, Rashi says, not the Antrim Nesach HaGoyla, Komo, Elabhanach Beres Achroinim, Komo Shizcha Lukas Bnei Tzor, it happened then that there were plagues in Eretz Yisrael. In the Yenim and the Pishtam, because they weren't doing the right in this calculus, doing Averis, Rashi says. But Mishaolu, Bnei Bobo went up to Eretz Yisrael, show you they were Hasidim, so then stopped all these plagues. So Kitzah, that's when the story before was, so this was with, it was Reb Chia. So how could it be that Reb Chia's clothing had plagues on it? It says here that Misha, he was the one that came up to Eretz Yisrael. It says Misha bought Mishaol Bnei Agoyla Posko Hazikim. He was after this at least. Or Posko Hazikim stop the Hazikim. That's the thunders and the Hazuas. That's earthquakes. Rashi says, oh, it's Mazazaya. The earth was shaking. The Aruchot, there were bad winds then. Varomim, so the thunder. And the wine didn't become spilled anymore. The flax wasn't hit anymore. And the nosach chom meneim Rebbe Chia ubonav. The chom looked at Rebbe Chia and his children. So you have to say that it was this because of his chus that his plague stopped. So how could you say now that the plague, that the worms came into his clothing? Could he save the whole door? So why would it come to him? So Mora says yes. Ukrav Yudam Arav. Keep it like Yudam Arav says. Yom Rav Yudam Arav. That the whole yom, the yom, every single day, Yabasko Yaitzes, Yabasko used to come out and say, Vienaris, that Kol Oilam Kuloi Nizra Mishra Chanina Bni. So the whole world is a stain, gets the substance from this Tzadik Chanina Bni. But the Chanina Bni, this Tzadik Chanina Bni, died with him, it's enough, the Kav Charuvim. He used to just eat the boxes, a certain small amount of boxer. Me'er Shabbos or Shabbos, the whole week that's all he ate. Rashi says, Mispanis Bitzar with Simpson, he only had a little bit Panosa, and Bitzimpson and Bitzar. So what do you see? That even though because of his chusim, the whole world was Mispanis, but the Tzadik himself doesn't take it for himself. See, so also, even though Rabbi Chia, his chusim helped, that the plague stopped and Eretz Yisrael for everybody else, then he himself didn't help. And he himself, the plague still came. Yeah. Well, the Mishnah says, Cheresh Shait the Kotin. Yeah, Cheresh, deaf and dumb, or Shait the fool, or a Kotin. They don't have Das, these three people. Sheshachatu, if they made a Shechita on an Oif or a Chaya. So it depends. If other people saw that it was a Kosher Shechita, so then Chayav Lechakles, then Echnam, then there's the Mitzvah Kis Yadam. What's going to be if they Shechta Benilla Ben Asma by themselves, nobody is watching them, and then put them on a Chakles? Our Mishnah holds that for sure the Shechita was no good, and therefore it's like a Mevela Gemura, and therefore you're part of him Kisui. And the same thing, V'chein Lini Vesev Yes Benoi, Sheshachotu, let's say a Cheresh of the Kotin Shechta the mother today, and that's what depends. If the Acherim were Yinoi saw, and if the other people saw the Shechita that it was a Kosher Shechita, and a Chanami, then the Dim would be Osalishchot Acherim, Osalishchot Achrayim, that you can't Shech the kid after this the same day. What's going to be if the Cheresh of the Kotin shechted Beinoy Leben Atzmai? He only shechted privately, nobody saw him. So here, Reb Meir Matir. That's the same shechita that before was Reb Meir Shechita Yoldes. Behold, it's not called a good shechita. And therefore, Reb Meir is like this Matir Lishchot Achrem. Reb Meir holds you allowed to even a Chachila shech the kid now afterwards. You have a right to say the first shechita was a postle shechita. It's not called a shechita. Well, the Chomim, say no, the Chomim Oisrim. The Chum said, no, it's also to make a second shechit on the kid. Because you have to at least be afraid that maybe the first shechit was good. It could be, you can't eat from it. But a kopol mechumra, you have to be machmer that neighbor the shechita was good, and therefore there would be an issur to be espenay. So Chum say you cannot shech the kid the same day. Umaydim, even the Chum would agree. Shem shochat, let's say somebody does shech the kid the same day after the chershat fakot and shechted the mother. Now somebody else shech the kid that day. Even Chum agree. Shem asofik yasaboyim, Malchus you won't get because it's only a sofik avera. Like when Avada, he also agrees a sofik maybe the kids didn't shech well. You're only saying lechumra though he should make a kisi adam. Love to see why the reinitiates of his b'nai. The shell is, why don't they argue the churah semachelke should be in the ratio also about kisi adam? So soon see in the Gemara. That's the first question. For Rabbanon, maishna ratio the light pligi or maishna sefer the pligi? Why did Rabbanon only say in the sefer that he can't shech the ois of his b'nai the same day? Why don't they say also there should be a mitzvah kisi adam? What's like this? No. Ratio, they agree that you should not make a kisui because ratio were afraid. Iyamrin Chayav Chatzav, we will tell you what, that you mechuyev to be a kisi adam here. Again, the Chereshev, the Kotan made a shrita on an oif or on an oif, or on a chaya. See if you can say they should make a kisi adam now. Amri, people say, shrita ma'yasihi, v'yosel amecha, mishchitosan. People make a mistake and say, it must be the shrita was good and they'll come to eat from it. So therefore, the Chum said, better than not make a kisui. For the more so, say phenomena, the same thing will be in the safe also then. Even the Kamer Rabbon and also Lishkat Achrayim, since the Chum say you can't shech the Benoi the same day you shech the mother, his army people say why not? It must be that the Shechita on the aim was a Shechita in Ayasi. And the Yosel Amechem is Shechita Osem. So the Kash and the Reisha then. They're also in the Kash and the Sefer. For Yisvias Benoi also, there should be the same Gzeru. We should tell you, there should be no Issa. Because otherwise people come to eat from the mother. Smurah says no. Sefer, I'll tell you, Amri, that we say do not shech the kid the same day is people just say bisvad loikami brother, people don't need the meat, that's all. But so that therefore we just tell you refrain from shechting. But in the ratio of the make a kisa, that's worse. Smurah says no. Ratio nami yami unaka katsari yutzarach. If people see the making a kisa dam, they're not going to say for sure it was a good shechita. They'll think maybe you just want to clean up your backyard. Someone says, no, what's going to be shoch to be after Michael Mayim? Let's say somebody shechs it near the dirt. So there's no reason to cover it up. The dirt is a schmutz there anyway. So if somebody sees you covering it up there, they'll know it's a Mrs. Kisi Adam. Or even better still, Bo Limloch, Michael Mayim, what's going to be if they come in after a Chom Mishailo? Someone come to his bed in the Shalom, what's going to be? A Cherashot V'kot and just made a Shechita, should I make a Kisi Adam or not? So how could you say Yechayv L'chashois, they'll come to learn from it? Or in the safe year, or in the safe also they'll come to learn from it. Michael Maimon. So more than Michael Maimon, the time you can so safe for Nami, Bolim Lech Michael Maimon. If you're afraid for them, the racist, we're just afraid of them, the safe also then. And there's, what's going to be if people come to you after Bezna Shiloh? So you want to say that's why Bezna can't tell you to make a kisui, because if Bezna will pass them for you, then people think it's a good shkita. So how could Bezna tell them, don't shech the oisavis tonight today? That people think it's a good shkita. So the kasha, one of the chum only arguing is safe and not the ratio. What should be the difference? Mercy is true. You're right, there's no difference. If you're afraid, there should be gzeira in both places. Ero, the pshat is, Rabbonim don't make this gzeira. Rabbonim akula milsa pligi. Rabbonim argue in both halachas. Just for naturally, they wait, Rabbi Meir, adamastak lola milsei. They wait until Rabbi Meir finishes saying his whole statement. And then, with all the pligi alabayah, then they come and argue on him. So Meir holds in both the Reish and the Sefer by Kisui and by Yisuv Espanoi does not apply if the Cheresh of the Kod made a Shechita. The Chum say no, Minasafik does apply. So let's be afraid people eat from it. No, people know it's a Safik Shechita. So they know not to eat from it, but they know Lechumra, you have to make a Kisui. Lechumra, you should not make an Yisuv Espanoi. So Meir says, okay, Bishleim Rabban Lechumra, it's very good Rabban and Shechita, they have to call Lechumra. That listen, we're not for sure the Shechita wasn't good, it's only a suffix. So Lechumra, make a Kisui, Lechumra, make an Issa, Issa Espanoi. Every Rav Meir my time, what's the time of Rav Meir? He says, no, there's no Mitzvah Kisui, you're allowed to shech the kid today. Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Yechanon, Mechayiv Hoyi Rav Meir Ashchitosim Mishum Nevela. Means Rav Meir holds that when a Chereshot Pekot made the Shechita, it's a Vada Nevela, not even a suffix. It's like a Psak Vada, and whoever eats from it, your mom is over in this Nevela. My time, what's the reason? Om Rav Ami, Hoyov Roiv Maisem Mikukolim. Because Roiv Maisem that the Ketanim do are Beit Amakukol. Therefore, they have right to go Bosa Roiv. So even though you have a suffix of the shchita was good enough, but you go both a roif, and roif says the shchita was no good, so now it comes out to be come out like a vadai nevela. Oh, malaria popular of huna bret of Yeshua. The yamri lo som say of huna bret of Yeshua la popo. Ma'ira, what do you have to tell me this answer according to a mayor? That roif, because roif kids do bad shchitas, or cher shet v'kot, they do bad shchitas, what do you have to say, because roif is that way, the majority is that way, afilu mutanami. It wouldn't have been enough for a mayor told, even if only a miyat of the Chereshet V'kot that makes a bad shchitas. Also here, Rabbi Possel. Why? To Rabbi Meir Chayish L'mutay. We know a mayor shchitas is, he always chayish for miyat. Like even though maybe right actions are good, but if a minority are no good, he takes that minority and we say, Smech Mutal Chazaka. We put it to the Chazaka. A knife before the shchitas was Becheskas Issa. Now the shchitas was done. So you want to know if something was done to take away the cheska sisra, we say no, since there's a meat that makes a bad shchita, it remains the cheska sisra. And the yisur l'ruba is not called a rave, doing good actions, so therefore would be also teach from the shchita, even if only a meat meisim would be bad. So Rosh says, where's the shraya? Because the tanam learned like this. What's going to be tinik shenim tzor b'tzad hisa? You find a kid next to a piece of dough, or betzek biyod, he has a piece of the dough he has in his hands. So the way Rashi learns, we know for sure this kid touched the dough, he took out a piece of the dough off it. Now Rabbi Meir Mitar, Rabbi Meir holds that the dough is still tor. The Chachomim Mitar, the Chachomim say no, the dough is tamei. Why? Because it's normal for a kid to play around. Rashi learns that tapeich means yodav bi'ashpoi shashruotze mitzuyim shem. Normal for kids to play in the garbage that there are shirotzim there, and therefore it's normal for a kid to be tamei. So therefore, since we know for sure the kid touched his dog because he has a piece of it in his hands, so you have to say that the kid was metamet, was made the dog tamei. That's a chum shita. Now the question is, Garminu, we asked the question there, my time with the Rameya. What's time the Rameya says it's Torah, the Chodachom, right? We see for sure the kid touched the dog. That's Rosh Hashita over here. Places argues, but Rashi learns, we know for sure the kid touched the dough. It's only a suffix if the kid is tummy or not. And you have roiz kids that are tummy. So how could Rameya say it's tor? So my answer is, we say, because Pesav Rameya holds that roiv tinoikas metavchen, true. Roiv kids play with shorts and their tummy. But there is still a miyat ein metavchen. There's a miyat of kids that do not touch shorts. So the miyat that maybe this kid is still tor. Now the Isazu, the dough itself before the kid touched it, was the Cheskas Tyramendis, before it was Zichator. Therefore, Meir Shita, as we say, Smoich Mutla Chazaka, will put this meat that the kid is still Tor to the Chazaka of the dough that is also still Tor. And therefore, even though there's a Roy, the Yisrael Aruba, the Roy falls away, it's something bad, it's Isra. There's a Roy, so something bad happens, it's Roy, we don't use it anymore. Rashi says, Alma, what do we see? Amin and Hochi. Sabach, we ask also that by Shita, you don't have to have Roy, even a meat. Swar says no. Imomru Sophic Tumul Tyre. Could be a special swar by Tyrus. By Tyrus we know Sophic Tumul Bishus Rab Mistor anyway. So therefore, the Hilchus Tyro, if you have a Chazoko and you have a Miet, it could be maybe only makes it like a Sophic. And therefore, when a Sophic it's Tor, because that's a Loch of Sophic Tumul Bishus Rab Mistor. But Yomru, you want to tell me that Sophic Yisrael Ahatir? Maybe no. Maybe you have a Sophic Yisrael Derice that you have to go to Chumra. Therefore, since here by Shchita, or by Mitzvah Kisadam, or the Issa Oysev Yes Benoi, maybe Rameh would have been machinet to say it, a suffix, whether the first Shchita was good or not. So there should be an Issa Oysev Yes Benoi, Avadi should have been machinet, not to shech the kid today. So that's what tell me the reason why Rameh says you're allowed to shech the kid today, is because he holds Rav, Maisim of Ketan and Mamachu Kolim. So therefore, the Rav, that's a psak, so there's no Reyes for them. The roiv is a good roiv, and the animal also is becheskas that it was not a good shchita. So therefore, it's come out like Rameh holds a psak like for sure the shchita was not good. Therefore, there's no issa oisa v'yispenai. Yeah. Isla hatar. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Yehoira Rebbe, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Meir to say what? That you should not make a kisadam. Or that you should not make a, there's no isayisiv as benoi. And then, the Rebbe then secondly passed you not to chom to say no, that you could make a kisui, that you should be machmir v'yosef yes b'nai. The question is, haimenayu diachrisa, which one did the Rebbe say last? Obviously he said one thing first and then he retracted. So which one did he say last that he really meant? The Toshma coming here. It says the Reb Abba Berei the Rebbe Chia Bar Abba Rebbe Zera Hevi Kaime B'Shuka B'Kisrei. They were sitting in the street there. A Pischa the Bei Medrasha, by the door, they were outside the door of the Beis Medrash. So Nofik Rav Ami came outside. Ashkechinu, he found them standing outside. Omalu Lava Minlucho, didn't I once tell you, like, didn't the Bei Medrasha, when the yeshiva, like, is in session, when the Beis Medrash is open, Letikimu Avroi, don't stay outside. Because Dil Mikinsha, Dim Stachile, Shemaita. Maybe people inside can need you, then you have to find out an answer. And the Yosle Trude, and you come to the, you make tirgas there. Yosle Trude means the Rashi Shemle Te Borah Hashmua. They won't understand the good learning inside. So Kis, you should be inside to help them. Someone says, Reb Zeir, or Reb Zeir listened and went inside. For some reason, Rabbi didn't go inside. So Reb Zeir came in, Yasvi sat down, become a boiler. We heard them asking a question about something like this. Hi, Minayi Vachriti. Sure, which member did Rabbi say over last? So Amulhu, Reb Zeir was like this. Le Shavkisim Li, you didn't leave me, to Yishalilu Lesabba, that I could have asked the old Reb Chia. I would have asked, if I would have known this question, I would have asked Reb Chia that I had outside with me. Because Dil Mishmila Miyavua, maybe Reb Chia would have known this from his father. V'yavua min Erdi Reb Yechanan, maybe his father would have heard from Reb Yechanan. Because to Reb Chia Bar Abba, Kot Losin Yemin, Ko Mahada Talmudi, Kamad Reb Yechanan. Every 30 days he used to chazer over all his learning in front of Reb Yechanan. So I go there, I didn't ask him the Shaila. But I called him, the Mura says, Mahevalo, what's the Maskana, what's the truth? Which one does Rebbe hold list? So Mura says, Toshma, come in here. He says, the Sholach Rebbe Loza, Legerle, Rebbe Loza sent a lochet in Gerle to Bovel. As you know, Hoiber Rebbe Krebbe Meya, that Rebbe passed him like Rebbe Meya, that the Shechita for sure is no good, therefore there's no Mitzvah Kisa, there's no Yisraeser Espanoi. The question is, I have a Krabbonim Am Yuri, before we said Rebbe passed him to Rabbonim also, El Lav Shmamino, Hodi Achrita Shmamino, that Avadi Rebbe Lez the Hill, that the last thing Rebbe said was like Rebbe Meya. That's why we take a pass. We take a pass. With Rebbe Meir, the fact that there's no mitzvah kisui and there's no mitzvah, there's no isoy sivis benoi. The old Rebbe Meir here that roiv my same am kolim. It's a roiv dikalocha. So you have roiv and a chazak that the shkita was no good. So you don't have to be afraid for that shkita. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shochat meir chayis or mokem echad? He shechted 100 deers in one place. The locha is kisui echad kulam. You just have to make one kisui. Make one bracha, one big mice, you can cover all the blood up. What's going to be mei oifes makam echad, you shechted 100 birds in one place, the same thing. Kisi echad kulam. You don't have to make a separate kisi after each chita. You have right to keep on shechting all 100 birds. When you finish shechting them, then you cover up all the blood together. What's going to be chayiv yoifes makam echad? Let's say you shechted a chay and a night in the same place. So again, kisi echad kulam. You don't have to make a kisi after the chaya, but you can wait until after you shech the diyef also, and all the dam together, they cover up together. Now, Reb Yehuda argues and says no. Reb Yehuda Weimer, shochat chaya yichasenu. If you shech chayas, as many as you want, okay. But when you finish shechting chayas and you plan to make shech the birds, you have to first stop and make a kisi. V'yachakach yishchik asayif, and then you should go shech the yoif and make its own kisi. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. That chayas and oifos need each one their own separate kisus. That was the third rabbanon. Chaya kol mashmo chaya beim ruba beim uetis. She says kol mashmo chaya akir mashmo. Says the word chaya is mashmo everything. His chaya when the pasuk says the word chaya not this. It's not rabbanon. Pasuk chaya kol mashmo everything goes into it. Kol mashmo chaya everything is mashmo in the word chaya beim ruba beim uetis. You have 100. You have one. It's one kisa, part is all of it. When the Pasuk says, Oif Chaya Oif, the Pasuk says the same thing. Kol Mashm Oif, as many as you have, is all included in the word Oif. Beim Ruba Beim Mut, whether you have a lot of Oifis, 100, whether you have one, same thing, can make one kisa for all of them. The Kanam of Hebrew learn out, that Shochot Meya Chayis Mamakim Mechot Kisech Lekulam. And Meya Oifis Mamakim Mechot Kisech Lekulam. That everybody agrees. As many Oifis Yeshech, you can make one kisa for all of them. Many chayis also. Now, what's going to be chayiv b'yoyt amakamech? Let's see, you shechted a chaya and then an oif in the same place. So again, kisuecha lekulam, to the Tanakhama holds also, one kisu is enough for both of them. Now on this, Rabbi Yehuda, says no. Shochet chaya, and you finished, and you plant the shecht and oif afterwards, is stop, first met kisichasenu. Yachakach yishchet es oif. Why? Shneva the posik says, chaya oif. So mash mo'oyoif, separate. We make the kisa chai as one, and the kisa oif as a second. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. On this, Omunah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Harei Yehuda, the Pasuk says, Kol nefesh, kol bosa dama benafshoi. So every nefesh, the blood is in your nefesh. So it's still saying, what kind of answer? Who doesn't, that's not talking to the point. So Mora says, Maikom hadole, what kind of answer is this? What are the Chum answering back to Rabbi Yehuda? What does it got to do with our halacha of kisa adam? Was Hochi Karmelay Rabbon. This is what Rabbon meant to say. That Rabbi Yehuda said back and says what? Chayu Oyoif. Mash each one separately. So Rabbon said no. Oy mi bole lechalek. I need the word oy to tell me lechalek, because otherwise I would have thought to say there's only a mitzvah's kisui if you take a shech both. Maybe only mechuyu to mechaste if you shech the knife and a chayu. How do we know if you just shech the chayu alone there's a mitzvah's kisadam? That's what the Pesach says oy. So not to teach us if you do both they're separate mitzvahs. Comes to teach you, if you do each one separately, it's also a mitzvah. But if you do it both together, it's also one big mitzvah. That's Rabban and Shita. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do about this? Lechalek, he says, no, midomai nafka. It says the word midomai. Mashma from one blood. It says, yechad domai, mashma that the blood of either a chay or a knife. So I don't need the word oi to teach me lechalek, that vishech the chay by itself is a mitzvah. I would know that from the word domai, it's mashma one. So rather, the word oy is come to teach me each one a separate mitzvah. You can't mix together the dama chayes and neifos. For Rabbanan say no, domai tuva mashma. That word dom, I wouldn't know each one separately. I would have thought to say if yoni shech to chay, maybe a potter. I said the word domai. Domai can mean two also, and that's the proof. The chsiv, the pasuk says here in Vayikra, ki nefes kol bosa domai benafshayhu. First lashon a domai, it goes on a plural. So you see, domai can also go on a plural. So for the word dom, I do not know that if you just shech the chai, there's a mitzvah. I would have thought there's only mitzvah chai and a knife. That's why I need the word oi, is lechalek. So that's the machlokes. Is oi lechalek, or is oi to teach me that each one's a separate mitzvah? Omer Rabbi Chanina, moid hoi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda agrees though, linyin brocha, shen mevorach ala brocha achras. If you plan to shech oifos and chayis, even though when you finish the oifos, you have to make the kisui. And then you start to make a shechita on the chayis, and then make a second kisui. If you made the bracha on the first kisui, you don't have to make a second bracha on the second kisui later. That he agrees to. Because it's still called you being oisik a mitzvah. Om l'revin l'ravacho b'rei d'rova. V'yamr l'som say ravacho b'rei d'rova l'ravashi. Why? Why do you say if you stop the first kisui and you make a shechita in between? When you make the second kisui, you don't have to make another bracha. Why? Maishna, why is this different? Mi Talmidi the Rav, from the Talmidim of Rav. What happened here? The Rav Bruno of Rav Chananel. Talmidi the Rav, they're both Talmidim of Rav, have the Yasvi Bisudosai. They're both sitting and eating. Koy Yolai Rav Yeba Saba. Rav Yeba Saba, he was like the Shamash Rashi says. He was like serving them. And he told them, Amrulay, have Lavor, let's go on bench now. No, let's stop eating, let's go on bench. Hod Amrulay, then he said back to them, no. Hov list, let's go drink some more. So Amulu Reb Yehuda Sam, Reb Yehuda Sam like this. Reoch Yom Rav, this is what Rav said. That Reoch Yom Rav, Reb Yehuda Sam, Reoch Yom Rav, that Rav said this. Kivun Diyom Hav Lavorach, once we decided to bench, like we Mesiach Das, Issa Sol Lemishtay Chamer, we're not going to drink more anymore. So Luchur, what do you see? That once you said you want a bench, you're like Mesir Das, you stop the eating, so therefore you can't drink one anymore. And if you want to drink, you have to make a new bracha. So here also, you were first shechting the oif, let's say, and you stopped the shechita, you made a kisui. Now you stop kisui, and you had to make a new shechita on the birds. So Luchur, when you come to make the second kisui, you have to make another bracha. So that's the last question. Hochi nam yosa kivun di itzfulei lechsuyei yichai vele bracha. Since you like stopped, Rashi says Havsokhi Milishrait, Vihod Shok the Khabar Brocha. Rashi learns the Kashi is even on Shita, Rashi learns the Kashar is. Rashi like I said, Linya Brocha means Allah Shita, and it's all the work Liyaka Kisai.
Yes, do you finish the kisei in order to make another bracha on the shechita? That's what he said. Even though according to Rabbi Chiya, like you have to stop the shechita to make a kisei, then stop making another shechita. But you know, you don't have to make another bracha on the shechita. It's interesting. You want Rashi to pick the bracha on the kisei? I'm not sure. Other Rashi said the shell was the bracha on the shechita. So when you made a first shechita, so according to him, when you finished the oifos, you have to, whichever one you started with, you have to stop it, make a kisui, and then come back to shech the rest. So it's chiddush shiv, like even though you had to stop in between the shechitas to make a kisui, when you continue shech, you don't have to make another bracha. The question is why? Even the yitfla lechsuyah, since when you finish the shechita, you had to be oisik at something else, making a kisui adam now, you chayvel a bracha. So when you come back to make the second shechita, you have to make another bracha. So Moshe says, no, hachi yas, what's one to do with the other? There you can't drink and eat at the same time. So the kids, so when you say you want a bench now, that's like you're stopping to eat. You can't do two at the same time. Or the taste me something is an issa. Like once you want a bench, it's showing you finished eating. So that's why if you decide later to eat, you have to make another bracha. But also over here, with one hand you can make a shechita, with one hand you make kisadam. There's no theory to do both. So even though you have to stop shechting to make a kisui, that's not called a hefsik in the shechita. So for the ma'isa, one bracha part is all of it. One bracha shechita. The bad who did in the mitzvah kisadam also. One bracha and the kisadam are part of everything. Here it's not called a hefsik. Even though you have to stop in between, but it's not really called a hefsik because really you could do both at the same time. So even though you do it zechah there, that's not called a hefsik. All right, stop here.